Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1019. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemrabar and Zisel. Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. The Refuah Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. And the Refuah Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leia Nechamash. Attaka Avra Refuah Shalema Psaich Sharchar Leisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechabe. Extinguishing a fire. Okay, so we took a little bit of a turn last year. We spoke about the surveillance cameras. We wanted to bring out certain information. But getting back to what we were in the middle of discussing, which is the malacha, she'ein tzricha legufa. Like we said, just real quickly to review, when one puts out a fire, if it's not done for a positive purpose, it is what we know as a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. You're putting out the fire, and I have intention to put out the fire, but I'm doing it for a different purpose. Now, we went through all that. We explained all that from the Mishabura and Simon Reisha and Ches. I just want to bring down from the Sefer Shabbos Home how he puts it all down. Very interesting. Why the fact of, let's say if one has a wick, right, has a candle and a wick, and they could put out the same fire where it's a Asur Midrabanan, but it's on a higher level. We mentioned that from the Mishabura, but just to explain an example, we'll have a better understanding. Sefer Shabbos Home on page 465 brings it down very nicely, and we'll have an understanding how you could do this two different ways we'll see of putting out the fire, whereby one is, they're both Drabanan, but one is a little bit higher level, one might be still Drabanan, but it will be on the same level as all other Drabanans. Okay, let's just see what we're talking about. He brings down like this, again, in conjunction from Simon Reish Ayin Ches, if cut in Gimel from the Mishpura, which we spoke about. Generally speaking, he says the rabbinic prohibition against extinguishing a fire is more severe than other rabbinic prohibitions. It's a little bit more severe than other Isurei Derabanan, which we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. This is because, why is that? So this is because of the act that that it's Asur Midrabanan, but it's identical, it's very close to being possibly Asur Minatayra. How do we explain that? Because when one is doing that same act, right, that they're doing the same act of putting out the fire, they differ only in the intent. In other words, the act I'm doing it as doing is putting out the flame on this candle. I could have an intention, we'll see, I could have an intention one way or another way. Depending on my intention, it could be either Drabonon or Deraisa. It's not Mutter, but it's either Drabonon or Deraisa. Okay. So he brings the example that we spoke about. Consider if one is extinguishing a candle, like we said, so that the wick will light more easily on another occasion that we spoke about, right? The person puts out the fire on a candle, so I'll have a better wick. I'll have a more lightable type wick next time that I light it. Or, like we said, if one wants to save the candle. Well, I made a mistake. It's not if they want to save the candle. It's only if they want, they're extinguishing the wick so that the wick itself will light more easily. That's how you make a better wick for next time that'll light more easily. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. You singe it, right? You singe the wick, put out the fire. You now did the act of putting out a fire for a positive purpose. Okay, so that's what he says. If one extinguishes the candle so that the wick will light more easily on another occasion, the person has taka violated a iser min ha-Torah, because since the purpose is to achieve the positive benefit of the charred wick. Okay. So now, getting back to what we said before, on the other hand, if the person extinguishes the candle because they no longer desire the light, right, or if they want to save the candle, I don't need the light, I just want to get rid of the light, I need the candle, or I need it should be dark, a person could sleep, or whatever. So if they extinguish the candle because of some other reason, then they have violated a iser midrabanan, since the purpose was simply to rectify an undesirable situation. There was no real positive act in it from the malacha itself. But both acts, he explains, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, both acts are identical in that they both produce a charred wick. Right, I put out the same fire and the same candle. I put it out on one candle. I'm doing it specifically so I'll have a better wick. Right, I've charred wick, like we said last time, charcoal in the Mishkan and so on. And on the other one, I'm just doing it so it should be the dark, or it should be, you know, I should save my candle, save my oil. I don't want it to burn out. The difference between them lies solely in the intentions of the transgressor. That's the point over here. That it's totally on the person's kavana, which is basically the same act, but it's totally under kavana. Since this act has the potential to be Asur Min HaTorah, the same act, right? So it's of greater severity than an ordinary Isur Midrabanan. This we explained in the Mishnah Berurah, but now he's just giving a flat-out example where we see the same exact act, depending on the kavana. Therefore, it's on a little bit of a higher level. Now, however, even though it's also midrabbanan, because it's the same act, only intention over there on this on the malacha shein tzirich leguf. However, just to give the other example, which we spoke about in the Mishnah Berurah also, in digging the hole, right? I could dig the same, I have a mind to dig the hole, and I want to dig the hole, right? My intention is to dig the hole, so I could do it, I need the dirt, right? So then it's Malach Shein Tzirich LeGufa, but I'm doing the same act. But if my intention is so I could have a hole in the ground, right? It might be either one of the Lamatest Malachas of Chayresh or Boina, like we said, plowing or building or so on, because I want to have a hole in the ground. So, that is one of the 39 malachas. But if I'm doing it just, I don't need a hole, but I'm digging and I want to dig because I need the dirt. So it's the same act with a different intention. That's why Malacha Shein Tzirich LeGufa, he's explaining, is on a higher level than other Yisrei Midrabanan. But he explains further, however, there are cases of extinguishing that do not possess this greater stringency he brings down interesting. For example, the act of extinguishing a gas flame, right? Let's say somebody has a flame that's going, right? The flame is on. So if I turn off the knob, I turn off the gas supply coming in, it automatically goes off. But I'm not really, I'm not really extinguishing a flame from a wick. However, there are cases as well that this is not as stringent. He says like it's still osa midrabanan. Obviously, you can't turn off the gas and thereby turning off the flame can be done. So osa midrabanan. For example, he says the act of extinguishing a gas flame by turning off the gas is intrinsically different than the iser min hatorah of extinguishing. Why? Since the gas, and that would be, of course, the same thing, right? I just don't want the fire, so I take away the gas supply by turning the knob off. It's still asa midrabanan, but since the gas flame leaves no charred wick, there's no wick involved, there's no charred wick involved, or fuel behind, right? There's nothing there. Its extinguishment cannot ever provide a positive effect. By you turning off the gas, you can never have a positive effect. There's no wick, there's nothing there. You're just removing the gas that's making the flame continue to come in. So it brings down further, it's inherently a rabbinic transgression, still also midrabanan, and is therefore of no greater severity than other isurei midrabanan. That would be, he brings this down from the Ma'arei Ha'esh. So it's an important thing. We got a little bit lumdish today, a little bit on the lumdish side, obviously, but explaining what he explains it very, very beautiful, why a malach shein tzirich leguf on the same act is on a little bit of a higher level, even though it's also midrabanan. Because the same thing, the same act, like we said, the case of the candle or the case of the hole or whatever, if it's with a different intention, it will be also min ha-Torah, it's one of the lamatas malachas. But since it's the person still doing the malacha with a different intention, right, it's still also midrabanan, but it would be on a higher level. Unless it would be in the case, like we mentioned, with the gas and so on. And even like we said, even to the extent whereby the Rambam actually holds that it's still asur min ha-Torah. Again, in general, we say that it's still asur midrabanan, but we have to keep in mind that's how high of a level it actually is, whereby the Rambam taka says it's asur min ha-Torah. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.